like to thank the Common Council President, Don Moore, and the Common Council for allowing me to address the ongoing matter concerning the Tin Boat Association and the city. Would also like to thank those who are here on behalf of the Tin Boat Association, representing the Tin Boat Association, and for their diligence in acquiring signatures on the petition that has been recently circulated by Fogarty members. I'm here this evening to speak only to the facts of the entire matter and dispel any rumors or comments being mentioned in some of our local propaganda sites, in public domain, and even in some letters to the editor, as if the city has some kind of ulterior motive with our position. I would also like to point out to the City of Hudson residents, who may or may not know the facts surrounding this matter, on what my position has been. Let me start by saying that I have been to the Tin Boat Association. Late 70s, I believe, was the last time I was there, other than visiting on a legal matter 2 weeks ago. I also know a lot of individuals and their families who hold an interest in the Tin Boat Association from being here my entire life. Some of these individuals are friends of mine, acquaintances, and in some cases, relatives. So I speak this evening from a personal perspective, as well as a professional, in regards to the historical significance of these families and what the Tin Boat Association means to them. Around 2010, maybe potentially a little earlier, the City of Hudson was planning a $10 million sewage treatment plant, renovation or construction, in order to receive approximately $4.4 million in funding from a federal stimulus package. The city was advised that they would need to obtain the lands adjacent to the water sewage plant in order to receive the funding for this project. This land in question houses the shacks or the Tin Boat Association. Other land, which included the wastewater treatment plant, a junkyard, a garage, was also in the 14.49 acre plot that the city would have to acquire. The land then was owned by the state of New York. The city moved to acquire the land from the state, who was equally interested in obtaining municipality-owned land of underwater real estate so that the state could regulate the river uniformly. The total acres was 9.04 acres. There was a land swap conducted between the city and the state, effectively giving ownership of the land to which the Fogarty is located to the City of Hudson and its residents. During this time, it is my understanding the previous administration began to consider what would become of the land and what the land would be used for, and considered beginning talks with the Tin Boat Association to attempt to negotiate terms to which the Tin Boat Association would be able to continue at this location. During this time, the city was also planning and adopting the LWRP. But while the committee was outlining a future for the waterfront, the decision was pushed back based on the Fogarty's undesirable location and established and complicated presence where they are located. The Tin Boat Association balked at sitting down with the city and made the argument that they were entitled to squatters' rights for occupying this land for many years, and that they were not interested in conducting talks of other considerations, such as paying taxes. The Tin Boat Association then initiated a lawsuit against the City of Hudson and its residents. The city had no choice at this time but to defend its interests on behalf of city residents, and the litigation commenced. After 2.5 to 3 years, and after I was sworn in office on January 1st, a decision was finally made that the city did in fact own the land. The Boat Association appealed this decision, and eventually a final decision was handed down by the courts affirming the city owned the land. At the time of this decision, which I received in an afternoon at approximately 3 p.m., I called for a sit-down with City Attorney Cheryl Roberts and Council President Don Moore. While it was a concern of all of us that there was now a liability issue, we were all passionate about the Fogarty and realized what had been here for years was coming to an end. We decided to offer 30 days for members to begin vacating. We erected no trespassing signs so that members would know that the city was concerned about this liability on city land and the liability associated with now officially owning this land in its current form, and that it was a very serious matter. The 30 days was approved. From that point in time to tonight, there have been smoke and mirrors and allegations directed at the mayor's office and the city, and information being reported about the city and its position that is totally false. Since January 1st to this evening, I am in the mayor's office 8 to 9 hours a day and have had only 3 weekends that I have not worked. But yet I have had only 3 individuals from the Tin Boat Association reach out to discuss ways to proceed in saving the sheds. 3. Out of the individuals who signed this petition, which is online, who are allegedly concerned about the sheds, not one outside of the initial 3 who also signed the petition has reached out to me at the mayor's office about this matter. The Tin Boat Association felt that circumventing the mayor's office on this matter and coming to the common council last meeting to request leasing the public accessible land was the direction they wanted to take. But yet it is continuously being said, in your words, the mayor is trying to, quote, bulldoze the shacks on the 16th. Some members of the council encouraged leasing of this land at this meeting without doing 1 ounce of research in regards to the legalities of this or inquiring about if the city could lease this land. Some aldermen even felt it important enough to attend a tour Saturday of the shacks, to which the city allowed, extending yet another olive branch to the Fagarians. But again, you hear the mayor is going to bulldoze the shacks on the 16th. These aldermen who contribute to the movement of the Tin Boat Association lend nothing to the discussion about what we as elected officials, elected by the residents of this city, might have to do to protect their interests at the waterfront. Outside of Don Moore, who I find passionate about everything going on in the city, not one alderman has come to my office to discuss this issue. And I have had several aldermen who have come on matters such as chicken laws, the protection and planting of trees, concerns about police contracts, and a multitude of other matters. But yet there continues to be ongoing dialogue between some members of the council and the Tin Boat Association outside of the walls of the City Hall. I would submit to you that I have racked my brain every day for over a month as to the future of the Tin Boat Association. And all roads lead back to having to vacate the land and the shacks removed due to liability reasons. I would ask that each council member let your voices be heard tonight as representatives of the people who elected you and tell me how it is possible to do anything different with the Tin Boat Association other than what has been concluded by corporate council, the common council president, and myself about the future of the land and the Tin Boat Association. There are dozens and dozens of matters facing the city as we sit here, and attorneys representing Hudson are now going above and beyond to write to the Department of State on this matter on behalf of satisfying those who continue to refuse to hear what the final decision could be. The letter that was sent out by corporate counsel on July 6th to Cesar Perales, Secretary of State, reads as follows. On behalf of the City of Hudson, I am requesting an opinion from the New York State Department of State on whether the City of Hudson can lease to a private entity an area of land owned by the City of Hudson located adjacent to the Hudson River. A group of individuals locally known as the Pagari Boat Club and more recently known as the North Dock Tin Boat Association has occupied an area of land within the City of Hudson by posting signs indicating the area was a private club for members only. Club members erected seasonal shacks for the purpose of recreation and fishing, among other uses. Many of these shacks have been on the property for several decades. Until 2010, this land was owned by the state of New York. In 2010, the state transferred a portion of the land, including the land occupied by the club, to the City of Hudson. Thereafter, the city moved to reject the club members due to concerns over taxpayers' liability and because the area was to be used for public use as per the city's local waterfront revitalization program. Members of the club sued the city, claiming that the land was owned by the club members. The city of Hudson won this lawsuit at the trial level, and the decision was affirmed by the appellate division. Following these decisions, the city once again asked the club members to vacate the area. Club members have asked the city whether it would consider leasing the property to the club and/or members of the club. It is my understanding that under applicable provisions of the general city law and decisions by New York courts, the city of Hudson may not lease waterfront land to a private entity under these circumstances. The city would appreciate a legal opinion from the Department of State on this matter. Sincerely, Cheryl Roberts, Corporate Counsel, City of Hudson. From the historical perspective and considerations, the reality is that the entire city of Hudson is historic, at least it is to me. Homes owned by tax-paying citizens on Chapel Street were replaced with the Bliss Towers. Diamond Street is no more. Sometimes change hurts, sometimes change stings. These same feelings resonate in all of us passionate about the city of Hudson, especially those of us who have had families here for generations. But the rights of the citizens of Hudson must be protected. It isn't just about the Fugari, it's about the city. I'm not going to sit here and tell you what you want to hear, only what you need to hear. But rather than all of the fanfare that has taken place over this issue in the last month, by some who have received press and media considerations, show me a legal way how we can save the Fugari Shacks, the Tin Boat Association. Show me a way, and I will listen to you as I have everyone else in the city of Hudson since January 1st, 2012.